You're listening to SBS News.
The world's leading economic agency has painted a positive picture of Australia's economy, saying it is on track to grow 3% in the next year. But the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, says Australia's housing prices could prove to be a vulnerability. The OECD's latest assessment of Australia's economy says while house prices have fallen gradually since late last year, the market is still on track for a soft landing, that house prices will remain steady after a steep decline in a short time. OECD senior economist Phil Hemmings points to global trade tensions and a slight chance of a hard landing as the major economic threats facing Australia.
There are uncertainties in the global outlook looking forward, and particularly related to trade issues, as we read about. And domestically, there is, of course, the risk, possibly small, of this hard landing in the housing market.
The OECD report suggests uncertainty around exports to China and the potential escalation of global trade tensions could also be concerns for Australia's economy. But BIS Oxford economist Sarah Hunter says while Australia's economy relies heavily on China, China is already introducing measures to offset any hits.
Yes, it's possible that we get a sharper slowdown in China's economy than we're currently expecting, but the authorities there are taking steps to mitigate that risk. So it is a risk, but I see it as a relatively low probability risk from where we are right now. So I don't expect to see a big slowdown in China's economy, and so I don't expect our exporters to be particularly hard hit by that channel going forward.
In the report, the OECD has also called for interest rates to be gradually lifted as growth continues and inflation slowly rises. The Reserve Bank of Australia has kept the official cash rate at its record low of 1.5% since August 2016 and has signalled that it is not likely to change soon. The OECD has also recommended the federal government continue to be fiscally conservative and bring the budget back to surplus, despite pressure to lift public spending. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says in a statement he knows the coalition government is on track.
The Liberal National Government's economic plan is delivering a stronger economy and helping us deliver the essential services Australians rely on. As the OECD says, Australia faces economic challenges that, if not handled well, could see an end to its strong track record. Australia cannot risk a return to Labor's high tax and reckless spending approach.
But Sarah Hunter from BIS Oxford Economics says it is hard to say what the country's spending will be like in a year ahead of the upcoming federal election.
Obviously, that is, you know, what happens in terms of spending and tax policy is critically dependent on the outcome of that election. So we will have to wait and see. And I think it's fair to say we probably, you know, we could well see some changes, and we'll have to reassess after that, once we know what exactly policy is going to look like. It's very hard to say at this stage.
The OECD report has also highlighted that some groups of people are vulnerable, facing low workforce participation rates and a high risk of poverty. It says the substantial gaps between Indigenous Australians and the rest of the population are narrowing too slowly. Indigenous figure and former Labor Party President Warren Mundine says he agrees and the states and territories should take more responsibility.
We just see it every year at the Closing the Gap presentation to Parliament with the Prime Minister. One of the things that we do have missing from that is that a lot of these things like health, housing, education and so on are state matters. We need to have the Premiers at that Prime Ministerial presentation, and so that they are held accountable as well.
The report has also taken aim at Australia's climate change policy, saying it still lacks clarity and stability. The OECD says frequent changes in policy have created uncertainty for companies, which are now discouraged about investing in Australia's energy sector. Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says only a Labor government can provide more consistency.
We need more investment in energy, and we need policy stability and certainty to deliver it. And only a shortened Labor government can deliver that energy policy and stability, and only a shortened Labor government can deliver bigger budget surpluses, bigger over the forward estimates and substantially bigger over the medium term, as well as delivering sensible, well-structured, well-calibrated tax reform.
But Ms. Hunter says both major parties need to be clearer and more consistent with energy policy.
We need to put in place a framework for energy and climate change policy that sort of lives beyond individual governments and that firms can understand the framework they're operating within and then make investment decisions accordingly. And so I think that's a challenge for both parties really to potentially address during the upcoming election and to really lay out what climate change policy is going to look like here.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.